NC City declares state of emergency prior to body cam video release of Andrew Brown Jr. shooting. By Amy Furr on April 26, 2021. Officials in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, declared a state of emergency before the release of body cam footage of the recent law enforcement-involved shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. The 42-year-old was shot and killed by deputies last Wednesday during the execution of a search warrant. Witnesses have said Brown was driving away at the time and deputies fired several rounds, killing him, Wavy reported Monday. Seven deputies have since been placed on administrative leave and three of them resigned. The officers who resigned were not directly connected to the shooting, according to Pasquotank Sheriff Tommy Wooden, but one was close to retirement. The outlet continued. Brown's family is expected to view the footage around 11:30 a.m. Monday, and the video is expected to be released to the public sometime after. Wavy and other media organizations have petitioned the court to order the release of the footage, as well as the Elizabeth City City Council. Mayor Betty Parker says law enforcement expects a period of civil unrest after the release of the video and the order helps mobilize state and federal resources. The order took effect at 8 a.m. Monday morning and will continue indefinitely while the city's offices remain closed and schools utilize remote learning until the end of the week, the report said. The Elizabeth City Pasquotank Public Schools, EPS, made the announcement in a Facebook post on Sunday. I direct all departments and agencies of Elizabeth City to take whatever steps necessary to protect life and property, public infrastructure, and provide such emergency assistance deemed necessary to preserve public safety, Mayor Betty J. Parker said in the declaration. Protests have been ongoing since the shooting, according to the Wavy report. In a tweet Monday, the Elizabeth City Police Department urged citizens to be vigilant as the city prepared for more protests. Wavy also obtained the search warrant in the case on Monday, which says authorities had been watching Brown for more than a year for alleged drug activity. Brown also has two pending drug cases in court, the outlet concluded.